This life-changing message is brought to you from Christ Life Ministries, home of the Uncommon Champions, located at 1694 Dean Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11213. Please join me in welcoming the servant of God for this life-changing message. God bless you.
Today, I want to speak to us about heaven. In this message, I titled, Heaven, Have You Made Your Reservation? Heaven, have you made your reservation? I want you to preach that message to me, I mean with me, to somebody in the house. Heaven, have you made a reservation? The word heaven in our conversation, we use the word heaven in our conversation. But few of us have given very small thought to what heaven is. Today, as we remember my man Faloye, let us consider seven things about heaven. We are not considering seven things about heaven from philosophical perspective. We are not considering from psychological perspective. We are not even considering it from theological perspective. We'll be considering it from biblical perspective today. The first thing about heaven is that heaven is a place. Heaven is a place. Heaven is real. The reality of heaven and hell cannot be overemphasized in the body of Christ. And we see in two verses of this scripture that we have read how Jesus Christ referred to heaven as a place. The Bible says that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every matter shall be established. Twice in this passage, Jesus called heaven, he called heaven a place. And hear me, people of God, he made this statement as a part of the upper room discourse. During the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, Jesus preached many sermons and gave many discourses to the multitude. But on this particular occasion, he called his disciples together, preparing for him for his takeoff, preparing for where he was going. And he told the disciples, he said, hear me, I am preparing you for a place. I am living to prepare you for a place. It is true that many times we don't want to hear about heaven. Why don't we want to hear about heaven? Some people believe that they are not prepared for it. Some other people believe that heaven is not real. May I submit to somebody here today that heaven is real and hell is real. Somebody once asked me, if you know that heaven is real, then tell me the location of heaven. I may not be able to tell you the geographical location of heaven. Some people, when they talk about heaven, they point to the sky. But hear me, people of God, I may not know the exact geographical location of heaven. May I submit to somebody here that heaven is at the end of a life spent in Christ. You want to know the location of hell? Hell is at the end of a life spent without Christ. Before Jesus spoke about heaven in this discourse, it was a short time before he will be crucified. It was one of the very dark hours, or if I can say the darkest hours of his life. He told them that there was a place called heaven that he was going to prepare for them. And he said, this place called heaven is a place in his Father's house. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. In other words, I don't have anything to gain lying to you or psyching you. I don't have anything to gain impressing you. I don't have anything to lose, even if there is no heaven. But he said, if it had not been so, I would have told you. He talked of many mansions. And many mansions literally means, the phrase many mansions literally means dwelling places. Heaven is a place. Heaven is not unreal. Heaven is indifferent. Heaven is a place. It's a place. It's a place. And it was. According to the discourse of Jesus, it is his Father's house. Number two, heaven is a permanent place. For us, heaven is a place, a real place. Number two, heaven is a permanent place. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, the author of the book of Peter gave us a good explanation of the inheritance that is reserved for us. And so he said, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. I looked at that word, faded not away. When something fades, it changes color. When something fades, it changes in quality. It reduces in quality. But the heaven we are talking about, because it's a permanent place, does not change color. It doesn't reduce in quality. Are you getting what I'm talking about? But may I tell somebody something here today? God does not need to make any improvement in heaven, because heaven is fully made. And Peter said in heaven that there is a place reserved for us in heaven. There is a place reserved for us in heaven. The word reserved, the other day, last night, I looked at the word reserved. The word reserved could mean the place that is prepared for us. It could also mean a place that is made ready for us. The word reserved could also mean a place that is customized for us. Number three, heaven is a permanent, is a personal place. Number one, heaven is real. Number two, heaven is permanent. Number three, heaven is a personal place. People are in heaven. Did you hear that? Real people are in heaven. Elijah is in heaven. Abraham is in heaven. Paul was taken up to heaven. Jesus is there. He was taken up in his ascension. But this heaven is so glorious that Jesus is coming back. The Bible says in the book of 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, it said the angel of the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. He said the believers in Christ, I am paraphrasing now, I'm not using your King James version, but he said the believers in Christ, they shall rise first. Those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the air. Righteous people are in heaven. Enoch was taken to heaven. Righteous people are in heaven. Heaven is a personal place for the righteous. Number four, because my time is going, heaven is a holy place. Heaven is a holy place. Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 declares, and God shall wipe away our tears. He shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall no more be death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Heaven is a holy place because of what is not there. Why is heaven a holy place? Heaven is a holy place because of what is not there. Sin is not in heaven. Sickness is not in heaven. Sorrow is not in heaven. Pain is not in heaven. Death is not in heaven. Sometimes we see certain things when we go for funeral, because of the fact that we don't know what we've done, we don't feel what is on the other side. We feel that the person that is about to be buried will be somewhere in the hearth, and that is it. Hear me, people of God, there are only two destinations. Either you go to heaven or you go to hell. But I don't need more than common sense to choose heaven. I don't need more than common sense to choose heaven. If you can just make heaven, you will have no fear of the second death. The reason why we fear the second death is because either we don't know our place in heaven or we are not ready for heaven. Heaven is a holy place. We sing songs. I know we would have sing the song on the 9th of February when my mom will be put in the hearth. Back home, our party, let's say Jesus. Nibiti akoni yara. Aurirawa. Listen to me. Because before you sing that song further, the only thing that will make a man qualify for heaven to reunite at the feet of Jesus, where we will not part any longer, according to the song, is how well have we spent our lives while we're here. It's not about how many times you went to church. It's not about the title you carry on your head. It's not whether you are a bishop or you are a bimol. Or you be a storefront. It doesn't really matter. It's not whether they call you a reverend or they put a father afterwards. The most important thing is, do you have what it takes to see Jesus face to face? And Jesus will tell you, you have fought a good fight. Number five, heaven is a reward. Heaven is a reward to those people who say yes to Jesus. It is a place prepared for those people who say yes to Jesus. May I announce to somebody here today that nobody gets to heaven by accident. You don't get to heaven by accident. Hey, well, my sin will be so much, says a foolish idiot. My sins will be so much that when God takes me and he throws me this way, out of his anger, throws me into hell, I will find myself on the other side of hell. Hear me? The Bible never describes hell in horizontal terms. The Bible says it's a bottomless pit. Don't fool yourself. It's a reward for those people who have given their heart to Jesus. Jesus said in John 3:3, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It is true that, number six, heaven is a place of reunion, like you sing in that song. It's a place of reunion. Jesus is there. Our Heavenly Father is there. Those who have died in the Lord are there. Those who will die in the Lord after us will be there. I will be there. And you will be there if you only have reservation. Have you made your reservation? You need a visa to get to heaven. And Jesus is the visa. He is the door. But today he has changed. He said, I stand at the door of every heart and I knock. If any man will open the door, number seven, you need to make reservation. Number eight, you need to open the door. Is your responsibility. People pay for their irresponsibility. If you are living your life as if this life will not come to an end, you are living in the foolishness of as it was in the beginning, so it is now. Life without an end. You are deceiving yourself. I stand here to tell somebody loud and clear, were you alive this present life to take from you, the personal, the permanent one. Will you allow this unreal life to take from you the real place? Will you allow this passing life? The Bible says that the things that are seen, they are temporal. The things that are not seen, they are eternal. Will you allow the things that are seen to rob you of the things that are not seen? Hear me, people of God. It is good. I was born in a Christian home. I grew up, but I still had a personal choice to make at a particular time. Let man, no man deceive himself. The Bible says that God is not mocked. So let any man that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Can I tell you as it is, people of God? I don't need to be politically correct. I don't even have to be what? To be politically correct. This is the house of God. This is a place for righteous people. I am not talking about people who call themselves reverends and they will get out of the house of God and be practicing witchcraft. This is a place for God. And if any man will mean business with God, hear me, people of God, life does not end here. There is another life after. Whether you give your heart to Jesus or not, there is a life after. The truth is this. The way we handle our lives now, whether we handle it in deceit or we handle it in truthfulness, whether we handle it in righteousness or we handle it in righteousness, whether we handle it in wickedness or we handle it the way we want, all those things will determine where we are going. May I announce to somebody that heaven is real? May I announce to somebody that heaven is real? Will you join me to announce to somebody that heaven is real? Will you join me to announce to somebody that heaven is a permanent place? Will you announce? Will you join me to announce it to somebody that heaven is a holy place? Will you join me to announce to somebody today that you need to make a reservation to get to heaven? My question is simple. Have you made a reservation? He said, I stand at the door of every heart. I am doing what? It's not banging. It's knocking. Let me tell you something, people of God. Today is knocking and pleading. A day is coming when you will plead. And there will be no mercy. There is still mercy today. There is still grace today. The saving grace is still available today. There is still an opportunity today. The visa for heaven is still available today. The reservation is still open today. There will be a time when you get face to face with this God I'm talking about. And it will be, there is no more reservation. Jesus is passing today. We don't hear this on our pulpits again. But it is high time we stopped making unrighteous people comfortable in our churches. Sometimes we stopped wickedness in our churches. You either make a choice to go with Jesus today. He's still knocking. The door of every heart. If any man will open his heart, he will come in. Now is his time to beg. Don't wait for your own time to plead, because that time will not be there. Bow down your heads everywhere, everybody. I didn't say, please bow down your head. I said, bow down your head. We are before the Lord. He's making a call today. Will you come to the cross today? My father told me something the last time I saw him on this earth. The 4th of October 1999, I went home. And my father stretched forth his hands. Says, son, today it is my turn to pray for you. Before now, he will ask me to pray. Before then, he will ask me to pray for him. He said, today is my turn to pray for you. The reason is that next time you come home, I will not be here. But live your life in such a way that we will meet again. The greatest service you can do to yourself is to give your heart to Jesus. If you want to give your heart to Jesus today,